Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin broadcasting live from the Missouri Bluffs site of the Hollywood Casino Charity Golf Classic. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Their digital program provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks and more than 150 apps. Go to maryville.edu. Joining us now is former Tiger great, former Detroit Lion, Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius, good to be with you. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Frank? How you guys doing this morning, man?
Very good. Well, right off the bat, you let's say you turn off the TV at 2 o'clock, game ends. Your first thought about Missouri's effort against Georgia?
Well, I thought when I walked away from the game thinking is that they're going to be able to compete, you know, in the Eastern District for sure in their conference, man, because that team they played, Georgia team, was a real good team, man, and they was huge. I was at the game. That was a big team, man, and they were very athletic, very physical, but the thing that I was encouraged about, Missouri defense did an outstanding job the first half, you know, shutting them down. And Georgia's only got 6 points in field goals. So I thought they did a very good job, man, in defensively. Offensively, I don't know. Some of the players probably, the moment was too big to me for some of the players. I think some of the young players, the moment was too big. Because, you know, prior to that, they was catching the ball very consistently, making big plays throughout, you know, the beginning of the season. Your game gets better when the competition gets better. And I just thought within that time period, they just got kind of lackadaisical. Okay, I just think I caught in the moment, man. And sometimes getting caught in the moment, it's not good. But in this case, you know, you really didn't have nothing to lose losing to Georgia. You know, you was competitive with them for the first half. And particularly throughout the game, you was competitively with them.
DJ, what do you think is a fair analysis of Drew Locke, who's, you know, won games and put up big numbers for Mizzou? I think a number of have said we're waiting for a big signature game, signature moment. His numbers weren't great against Georgia. What do you think is a fair analysis of how he played in that game?
You know, I didn't think he had one of his best games. You know, no question about it. I thought Georgia, what they did, they say, okay, my defensive backs are better than your receivers. We're going to go man-to-man. We're going to face up on you, and we're going to make your quarterback beat us. And he didn't beat them. You know, you got to give him credit. And in terms of July, I think he's a pretty good quarterback. You know, I just think in the moment, he's going to have that moment for me to say he's one of the elite quarterbacks. And I think he has the ability to be the elite quarterback, but he's got to show the moment. It's going to have to happen, and it's going to happen within the next few weeks. He's going to have to show up.
You know, what I took out of that game was the way they ran the football. I mean, nobody runs the football against Georgia, and they go 37 carries, 172 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Missouri, I think we kind of I think people really don't appreciate that offensive line is a pretty decent offensive line. And they got a kid from East St. Louis starting on the offensive line, too. And they really went mano-a-mano up front with the Georgia defensive line in the first half. They really did a good job against them in the first half in terms of running the ball. But once again, you know, when the game get close, man, when it get tight, you got to make plays, that's when you're an elite team. And I got to give Barry, you know, I've been very critical of Missouri for a long time. You know, no question about it. I just put it on this one. His team never quit in the game. You know what I'm saying? Although things happen in the game, they never quit. They continue to fight through the situation. I never saw them quit in the game. And I walked away like, you know what? The rest of the league, they'll beat these other teams. They'll beat the South Carolina. They should beat the Floridas, the Tennessee. You know, but that Georgia and Alabama, you know, these two elite teams, man. There's nobody going to beat that, particularly Alabama.
Yeah, I think if you go to South Carolina and win, and then you lose to Alabama, which everyone would expect, I think you're fine. If you're 4-2, everybody said Purdue's a swing game, South Carolina's a swing game. If you're 4-2 after going through that toughest stretch of your conference schedule, I think all Mizzou fans would be more than happy with that result.
I agree. But one thing I was telling Frank one day we were talking after the Purdue game, I thought they defensive backs played a pretty good game. Frank, like, what do you mean by that? Let me tell you what I mean. Their defensive backs in that Purdue game played very good. That quarterback was on. The receivers was catching the ball. They was tackling the guys after they catch the ball. It's only one game, one time in that game, the Purdue game, that I can look at and say, well, you know what? That defensive back got beat. That's when they was in the end zone. They got beat in the end zone that time he lost the ball. However, before then, they really did a good job. The Purdue quarterback is on. And look at it. He just won a big game this week. I'm telling you, Purdue quarterback wasn't bad at all. So I'm telling you, man, Barry, and what I like about it, the coaching staff gets along. I didn't see all the ego and arrogance I saw in Pinkelstaff. I didn't see all that. I saw the guys getting along and trying to get up there and win the game.
All right. Over the summer, you had quite a few coaches at the Demetrius Johnson Charitable Foundation Center off of Union, and you had Barry Odom come in, and he basically, you know, he apologized, and he just kind of told his story about how he had not handled everything properly. His hands were in too many things for him to be really great recruiting-wise in St. Louis, and he was really open and honest, and I think the coaches really embraced it. So the bottom line is he's trying to recruit an area. He's been 0 for St. Louis for the last 2 years. The commitments are coming. How do you see Missouri in St. Louis recruiting-wise in the future?
Hey, well, that's what Frank, I say this all the time. Mizzou alums, these folks, these radical Mizzou folks who's all on the Tiger page or whatever, start understanding and appreciating and giving black folks like myself and other guys in this community the respect and say that we have the same type of influence over these young black boys in this city, then they would start recruiting better. I'm not saying we had nothing to do with it, Frank, but it's really interesting. Since our relationship has changed with Missouri, they've gotten commitments, and prior to our relationship changing, they have not gotten a commitment in 2 years. So something, you know, you think about what the common denominator is in that one. So I'm telling you, man, I think they got a good opportunity to come in and do some good work, man, because Barry has changed some of the, and I like the new coaches have. There's some coaches up there I really like. The two guys I don't like Andy Hill and Cornell Ford. So I don't like them. I would never like them. Until they get rid of them, then I'd be a happy man in America. But right now, those guys are two guys that has really done nothing in St. Louis. And you and Martin Kilcorn and all your media guys wanted to put this guy, Cornell Ford, in like he was the Messiah and could move things in St. Louis. Now you see he couldn't do anything. So I'm telling you, I'm glad that Barry has changed the philosophy. I'm glad he's got other coaches in St. Louis. I'm glad he sat down with the coaches in St. Louis and listened. But one thing, he was a man. He came in and said he did some things, you know, that he wished he regret and he could do differently. Frank, that takes a man to do that, man. That was no arrogant Gary Pinkel, not in a million freaking years, would ever came in and did that for us because of his arrogance.
Now, I don't remember my piece on Cornell being the Messiah. What's the beef? To be fair to him, though, tell our listeners and what, because I don't know enough about the beef. Is it personal between you two, or what did he do wrong in your estimation?
Well, Frank knows the story. I mean, Frank can tell you the story, but let me tell you what I didn't like about those guys. They come in here, and Rolandez Woodland. Everybody knows Rolandez Woodland was my situation up in Missouri. Everybody knows it. No question about it. So Frank can get into that detail about it. But
I remember that. I do remember that story, yes.
Okay. That's one of the things. When a parent put their faith in me and asked me to protect and send their kid, help them get their kid in a good environment, particularly so the kid can be successful. You know, I'm not talking about Martin and Frank on the football field. I'm talking about in life, where you can go and do things in life when you finish playing football. Because 99% of the players go to college, not going to the NFL. We know that. However, don't destroy a kid's life where he don't have any confidence in his life to do anything. That's my problem. I would never, ever deal with Missouri in terms of Cornell Ford, Andy Hill, Coach Pinkel. I would never have a dealing with those people in my lifetime.
Have you and Pinkel talked in recent months or years? Because you guys used to be tight. Is there any chance you guys would mend those fences or not?
I don't need to mend the fence from him. I don't need to talk to him. There's nothing he can do for me to make me talk. When they destroy young black boys' lives, why would I even take any time to speak with any of them? I mean, I don't mind if a kid can't play, Martin. And Frank, I don't. I mean, that happened. Hell, my kids were trying to play basketball, and it was no good. And I knew that. However, I didn't destroy them. I didn't take the fiber of them going and trying to be a productive citizen in this country. I didn't take that away from them. That's what that guy did to them. That's what Pinkle did. That's what Ford did. And that's what Andy Hill did. I would never, ever have a relationship with those guys. Not the
Rolandis Woodland, for our audience, was a very talented wide receiver, really athletic, and he did not really get on the field much at Mizzou. What's he doing now, by the way?
Well, he's a police on the University City Police Force.
Okay.
But this is the same guy who they say couldn't do anything, who wasn't smart. But he's smart enough to pass the police test that I probably couldn't pass. So I'm just telling you, man, Missouri, getting rid of some of the bad apples and the Gary Leaks in the world, man, that's the best thing Missouri has done.
DJ, good stuff. We'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
As always, good talking to you, man.
All right, Demetrius Johnson joining us, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590.
It is amazing how close he and Pinkle were. You remember that, right?
Oh,
he had
goodness.
Pinkle's back on everything. And as he started to explain, I remember that he got very upset over the Rolandis Woodland. So basically, the kid couldn't get on the field. And I don't know the inner workings. I don't know the whole story of what went on down there. But it's obvious DJ has dug in on that. I think that's safe to say.
And Demetrius felt responsible. Because he helped to bring him
correct.
To Mizzou, and he told his family he'd be taken care of, and not taken care of financially, but he'd get a great chance to play, and so it just didn't work out. So we'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.